Welcome to the Procurement Software Podcast, where we aim to educate and inspire you about how technology is changing and shaping our profession. The truth is, there's never been a more exciting time to be in procurement, but only if you're one of those organizations that's embracing the change and driving new developments. And this podcast is all about giving you the tools to help you get there. So buckle up and let's get right into this week's show. Hey there, welcome back, ProcureTech fanboys and fangirls, with another episode of the Procurement Software Podcast. Today, we're going to be looking at the big suites that are out there, and we're going to ask the question, are the marketplace functionalities that SAP Ariba and Coupa launched last year their savior, or is it just a desperate last-ditch attempt to hold onto their market share? Going to have a bit of a debate here of the fors and the againsts of that particular conundrum, and really take a little bit of a look at how does this fit into the wider context of the procurement tech ecosystem, and where do I see this whole thing going? So this is a well-trodden route in terms of the whole marketplace model. If you look at Salesforce, they are probably the most famous example in the B2B space of having implemented a marketplace where different best-of-breed or third-party apps can integrate with their platform. And of course, if you look in the B2C space, the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store are also hugely successful models. In fact, I believe it was Apple that were the first ones to actually go down this route. So business spend management suites, of which SAP Ariba and Coupa are the market leaders. I'm not necessarily saying they're the best software solutions out there. I would probably disagree on that, but certainly market leaders in terms of market share. They've both implemented marketplaces with an app store-like functionality where third-party SaaS providers can tap in to the ecosystem and the customer base that these big behemoths have and grow their businesses through working within these platforms. From the outside, it appears to be a bid by the likes of Ariba and Coupa, and indeed any other perhaps legacy business spend management platforms that may adopt a similar model. It seems to be a bid to try and maintain their relevance in a rapidly changing space. And really, by doing this, it enables them to build a bit of a moat and prevent their existing customers, or make it more difficult for existing customers to decide to defect and detract to more agile offerings that are out there on the market. And if you look at it from this way, it's certainly a very smart move, right? You know, they've got this market share, they've got a lot of existing customers that they could potentially lose to more agile solution providers that are out there. And through enabling third-party applications that are a little bit more agile, more user-friendly, easier to implement and get set up, to tap into their customer base of existing users, it obviously then makes it a lot more compelling for that existing customer to stay with Ariba or Coupa that they currently have implemented and in situ, if you're able to bolt things onto it to make the user experience that little bit better. Will this enable them to grow, or will it at least help them to build a moat around their existing products and existing customers? Or is it just going to further accelerate the move towards best of breed or point solutions as an alternative to the traditional suite model? Let's try and answer this question. So before we do that, I think we need to have a look at why have they gone down this route and introduced marketplaces. I think the simple answer is they just saw the writing on the wall, and they saw all of these best of breed ProcureTech startups marching onto the scene and started to tap away and take business away from some of these legacy players. It was around about 2017 that we really started to see the uptick in best of breed solutions that were solving problems that the traditional suites either didn't do at all or didn't do particularly well. If we take, for example, third-party risk management and supplier relationship management, SRM software, at the time, the suites didn't really cover this at all. Whereas if you look then towards contract management software or spend analytics or e-sourcing, these are all things that the suites had a module for, but I think if we're honest, none of them particularly did it well, and in fact, still don't do it well in many cases. Then fast forward along to 2020, around about the time when the pandemic hit, and then there was another explosion in these point solutions, in these best of breed providers. And really then what they set out to do were to be intuitive and easy to implement software. And indeed, these apps really flourished, especially as everyone was forced into a remote working situation. Best of breed software that was easy to implement, fast to implement, and very quick for users to get to grips with was really the en vogue solution at the time, because it just enabled work from home and remote work to be a lot easier to adopt if you had these user-friendly solutions that facilitated that. So at the time, back in 2020, there was a lot of talk. Indeed, some of the earlier episodes of this podcast actually touched on that and said that, you know, best of breed is going to render these big legacy cumbersome suites irrelevant. And well, as is obvious now, if you look around the marketplace, that hasn't happened. And while they've certainly inflicted some damage onto the old guard, SAP Ariba, Coupa, and some of their other competitors, Jaguar, iValuer, they're still going pretty strong. I mean, are they a little bit wounded and weaker than they were? Well, yes, but I certainly don't see them going anywhere. So why hasn't that happened? I think number one reason is resistance to change within more traditional old economy businesses. The cost or the risk of switching provider is big. You know, there's a huge IT or consulting project. If you wanted to rip out something like Ariba and replace it with a number of best of breed or point solutions as an alternative. And then you've obviously got the whole political element as well, that no CFO or CEO or CIO is going to admit and have egg on their face that they've spent $1 million+ on a platform that essentially doesn't do what they hoped it would. So where do you go from there? Well, because these solutions now have marketplace functionality, the likes of Ariba and Coupa can now essentially be the gatekeepers to the procurement tech ecosystem in exactly the same way as Apple and Google make a hell of a lot of money from their app stores in the B2C space. So can these marketplaces become SAP, Ariba, and Coupa's superpower? You know, big Fortune 500 companies and large enterprise organizations, if they're running one of these solutions, or perhaps, you know, direct competitor, iValuer, Jaguar, GEP, they're unlikely to switch for several years, if indeed at all, which then leaves a rather captive audience. So there's obviously then on the flip side, an awareness among the users that there is newer, more nimble technology entering the market or has entered the market that focuses on user experience and speed of implementation, or maybe even just doing one single function much, much better than what the suites can do. So it's a smart move to protect their market position while also enabling their customers to access this innovative new technology without necessarily moving away. So in that sense, I really see the marketplaces could help SAP, Ariba, and Coupa to cement their position as market leaders in terms of the market share that they have. And let's not kid ourselves, having marketplaces or having an app store is a very good revenue model. It brings in a lot of revenue for them having to do relatively little for it. Once the platform and once the technology and the whole marketing system has been built around it, I don't know their business model, but I assume they're taking some kind of cut from all of these best of breed software providers that are within their marketplace and within their ecosystem. So simple, just like Apple and Google, who take a 30% cut of any revenue that comes through their App Store and Play Store, I suspect that they're applying a similar model. So it's deterring existing customers from moving away from these legacy platforms, and it's enabling the customers to be able to tap in to more innovative, best-of-breed solutions that are out there in for specific use cases. So that's probably going to result in the existing customers unlikely to make a rash decision to move away from these existing platforms. So are these marketplaces going to be able to defend the incumbents' market share? Well, at a first glance, I would have to say yes, because if you look at the existing customer base of the likes of Ariba and Coupa, they are, for the most part, huge multinational enterprise-level organizations, probably quite conservative in their nature, and also relatively mature with their digital transformation journey, certainly compared to SMEs and mid-market companies. And then, as I mentioned, the cost of change and disruption and the potential risk of change is going to be perceived as being quite high. So it's going to be much easier for these organizations now to justify staying put with their existing business spend management suite. And opening up that ecosystem to other applications is going to give customers an incentive, or it's going to try to persuade them to stay where they are. However, it's also quite a risky play in that if you've got applications then sitting within Ariba's or Coupa's marketplace that offer a better solution to one of their modules, then over time it may plant that seed in the user's head that they are able to get rid and free themselves of the shackles of having this legacy platform that's not particularly innovative or user-friendly. So, you know, it may be the slow start of that snowball getting rolling to convince existing users to move away. But then that's the one part of the journey. But then what about customers that haven't yet gone for a digital transformation and that are at the very start of their digital transformation journey? While these marketplaces might help suites to retain their existing customer base, companies at the start of their digital procurement journey are not really going to be romanticized by having this functionality, because there's not really any more a compelling reason for them to go out and buy something like an Ariba or a Coupa. Because beyond their use in these big, huge corporations, I don't really see how these legacy software suites can really justify their price tag anymore. So starting from scratch and looking at the very start of a digital transformation journey, there are three potential strategies that one can take when looking at how to approach this. Number one is going full best of breed and going for point solutions across the board. And this is when you're going to have non-modular and completely unconnected applications, and you're just going to pick the best solution for each specific thing. So for example, you're going to pick a best of breed spend analytics tool. You're going to pick a best of breed contract management tool. You're going to pick a best of breed e-sourcing platform. You're going to pick a best of breed SRM application. And then through their APIs, you're going to somehow have to make all of that technology talk to each other and indeed potentially integrate with any in-situ ERP solution that you've got. That's the nuclear approach. That's the braver approach that you could take. But then also the legacy business spend management platforms like Ariba, Coupa, Jagger, iValue, GEP, they're competing now against modular suite-based products that have come onto the scene offering a similar suite-esque experience, but are built completely as modular structures that you can build on as kind of a Lego-based approach, where you can maybe start off with spend analytics or P2P and then gradually build other modules on top of that, like contract management or sourcing, that over time allow you to have the same suite-like functionality, but much faster to implement, much lower total cost, and much more flexible and agile in terms of how you approach this. And even regardless of the marketplace offerings that the likes of Coupa and Ariba have, you can probably get what you want with a new modular suite-based product that doesn't have marketplace functionality without having to opt for one of the older platforms. And then the final approach, and this is the one that I'm really bullish on actually, is that partnerships and alliances of different point solutions will start to work together much more intensively and much more at a deep technical level to be able to, from a sales perspective, go out and represent one another in the market when they're selling their different solutions. So let's say you've got a spend analytics, an e-sourcing platform, and an SRM platform, and a contract management suite that have pooled their resources together. And even though they're completely independent platforms that have been built by different standalone companies, they maybe pool their resources in terms of tech implementation and sales and marketing to really go to market as one solution that can be integrated with one another and speaks to one another and solves each of those specific problems. This is where I think that these best of breed solutions could really take on the suites and offer an alternative without having to buy something like Ariba or Coupa and tap into the marketplace. Full disclosure, this is actually part of our business model at procurementsoftware.site that we help procurement tech startups with their partnerships and alliances strategy. So as we can sort of help them connect the dots and talk to each other who are perhaps selling to a similar audience, but have a very different product offering. I think there's real potential here to have this in place. And of course, not every customer is going to buy every single solution. They may opt for, if you've got an alliance of say 5 procurement tech solutions, the customer may only want to buy 2 of those modules or 2 of those options. But it does give you a robust alternative to have to go down the route of buying a legacy business spend management platform and then bolt on best of breed solutions through their marketplace. So to conclude, will marketplaces as a business model win out? Well, I think nobody knows for sure what the future holds. And certainly a lot of this intake and process orchestration technology, which is the buzzword at the moment, I think is certainly going to disrupt this space. My prediction is that SAP Ariba and Coupa, and indeed their competitors, are not going anywhere. They're still going to exist. They'll still be key players in a few years' time. However, I do think that they perhaps will become somewhat less relevant. I think their decision to introduce this marketplace model was an incredibly smart move given the backdrop of what they're up against with more nimble, more agile, more cost-effective competitors entering the market and eating away at their market share. I do think this will help them to stave that off a little bit and will help them to build a little bit of a moat around their existing customer base. However, I don't think it's going to be enough to make them attractive to new companies that are looking at this from a greenfield perspective. I just don't see any incentive for them to go out and buy one of these legacy brand suites. So my conclusion is that I think they will be able to protect a lot of their existing customers and prevent them from moving away. But for anyone that's coming in greenfield, there's a whole lot of procurement tech out there that's very nimble, very cost-effective, has a beautiful front end that I think is just going to go and eat them for breakfast. So yes, I think they'll survive. I think it was a smart move for them to do it. And I think it will help them retain some of their market share. But I certainly don't think it's going to be enough for them to claw back some of the market share that they've lost. What about you? What do you think? Please leave me a comment or drop me a DM on LinkedIn. Would love to get your take on this. Maybe we'll even do a LinkedIn live and some sort of panel discussion on this. I think everyone's got an opinion on the suites and on marketplaces and on intake and process orchestration and how this is shaking up the procurement tech market at large. So yeah, let me know what you think. Just before we sign off, thank you very much for being a listener. I appreciate each and every one of you. Do follow the page, Procurement Software page on LinkedIn, and maybe go ahead and subscribe to our newsletter if you want to get monthly insights and observations of the procurement tech market to your inbox. We will drop that in the show notes at the end where you can subscribe to our monthly newsletter. Until next week, take care wherever you are in the world. Stay productive and be disruptive. And I will catch you again same time next week. Bye for now.